Attorney General Bill McCollum today announced that his office has filed charges against five debt relief organizations and is investigating five others for what he calls credit scams. At a news conference in Tallahassee this morning, McCollum said the state has received over 1,400 complaints over debt relief organizations, a 62% increase from a year ago. McCollum said there were several organizations located in the Tampa Bay area that his office has been investigating.
Financial Freedom Resources of Clearwater, Specialized Funding of Largo, United Debt Solutions, ADA Tampa Bay, also known as American Debt Arbitration of Tampa. Those are just a few. Those are ones we currently have subpoenas outstanding on.
The Attorney General said his office has filed two cases this week against companies for making misleading promises and helping customers reducing their credit card debt. And he said that many of these companies that are exploiting credit card customers nationally are based in Florida.
Don't ever buy into debt elimination. Nobody can eliminate your debt. That is the most outrageous thing. Debt settlement can be legitimate, but it's not really as likely either as debt reduction. It's a process by which consumers will pay a reduced amount of money for the total debt that's owed.
Brad Ashwell is from the Florida Public Interest Research Group, also known as FPIRG. He says that in these times, many credit card companies are setting up specific offices on helping people resolve their debt. Ashwell indicated a red flag for those who are candidates for declaring bankruptcy.
One problem we've seen in the past is that people are good candidates for bankruptcy and they really should file. And a company doesn't tell them to, strings them along, takes money for however long, and then they end up having to file bankruptcy anyway, and they're in deeper financial trouble.